Murli is really sitting at the knee of grandfather and being so close and enjoying family. So we try to do the best we can, even though we're so many. There's more places here. Yes, very good. Yes, there's places on the second bench, there's places in the front. Yes, very good. Also, brothers, there's places here. Can you all see me, or do you prefer that I sit on the stage? Can you see me? It's okay. So move yourself. There are places up here, brother. Move yourself so that you can see. Linda, are you here for the revision, or were you supposed to introduce me? Both, okay. Yeah, well, comfortable. Okay, so for those who don't know me, my name is Sister Sharona. I'm very, very pleased to be in front of you today. And if there's any way that I can be of service, catch me on the street or at meals. Any questions, any further comments, I'll be very interested and happy to meet with you more. So today was a very inspiring Murli, I should say, as most Murlis, especially Avyakt Murlis, are. Three questions to begin our revision. Three questions to begin the revision. Number one, what do you feel this Murli is about? And that would be one line or one or two words. What do you think it's about? Number two, list five differences between soul conscious love and body conscious love. Five differences. And three, how will you cultivate or make deeper soul conscious love? So take another few minutes to think about it. These questions have been up since 10, but take a last few minutes to finalize your thoughts. Sister was asking, what do I mean by number two? List five differences between soul conscious love and body conscious love. So for example, we might say body conscious love is full of neediness. Soul conscious love carries no neediness. That's the difference. That's one difference. And so you're thinking about five differences. Even if you haven't finished, next step is just to turn to somebody and share your answers. Share your answers. Okay, two more minutes to finish up. So, taking one more minute to finish up your sharing. Okay. Okay. Is it more comfortable for me to sit here? And I can see almost everyone. We've got a big camera there. Okay. So let's start with number two. Any insights about the difference between soul-conscious love and body-conscious love? Did you hear something new? Not what you said, but did you hear something new? Or in this last meditation, did a new insight come to you? What is the difference? Yes. Anyone? Can you stand up and say it nice and loud? Okay. So Baba called soul consciousness the power of coolness. And sister was saying, soul conscious love is detached love. Anyone else? Short. Yes. Beyond the immediate, I'm not seeing the body. It's a soul-to-soul connection. As if we could say, body-conscious love would be triggered by something. Something you saw, something you heard, some memory, some karmic account. But soul-conscious love is not triggered. It is. It's a state of being. Love is one of the five original qualities of the soul. So it is. Therefore, another difference is body conscious love could be for one person or for a few people, but soul conscious love for everyone. God's love is for everyone equally. Anyone else? Yes, can you stand nice and loud? Body conscious is wanting, neediness, taking, but soul conscious love would always be giving, full, no need, no taking. God's love. Anyone else? Yes, can you stand up? It's what? Physical, yeah. Yes. Which means all of these things. What is spiritual love? Now we're defining it. It's a vibration coming from my state of being, a high state of being. The source of body conscious love will often be an emotion, a karmic account, like we were saying, but the source of soul conscious love is? Source of soul conscious love is God. Yeah, God. Anything else? Yes. Can you stand up?
That's right.
That's right. Thank you. So body conscious love creates dependency. You need to have the person near you. You don't feel complete without that person. But soul conscious love frees you. Soul conscious love frees you. Think of Baba's, the experience of Baba's love on you. It's made you more and more independent, free from all the influences around, outside and inside. God's love is doing that. So we could also say that soul conscious love allows. It allows. It accepts. It respects the journey of another. Soul conscious love allows, accepts the journey of another, respects. Whereas body conscious love controls. Ultimately is controlling, isn't it? We want to change the other, or in one way or another, we're interfering with their journey instead of respecting that each one is on their own journey, accepting wherever that person is on their journey and allowing them to continue. So now, what is this Murli about? In one word, what would you say this Murli is about? How many think soul conscious love? A handful. So let's go deeper. What is soul conscious love all about? And Baba spoke about it in this Murli. Yes, sir. Can you stand up? Connecting yourself to God so that there can be this love, this soul conscious love. Yes. Anyone else? Connecting myself to God so that I can see only the qualities that you have. But what is this Murli all about? What would you say? Can you stand up? How to become Bab Saman. So, how do we become Bab Saman? What is this Murli all about? One word, and he used it in today's Murli. If we go really deep, what's it about? What did you say, sister? Purity and power. Power. It's interesting, isn't it? Interesting to think that truth, because he spoke of two powers, the power of coolness and the power of truth. Both of them come from purity. Purity. What are we talking about to be able to give soul conscious love? This love, like we feel it from Baba, which frees you, makes you independent from all influences, allows you to blossom, be the best you can be. What's going to be required for me to be in front of everyone with all the karmic accounts I have and give them this kind of coolness? It's purity, isn't it? Purity. My increasing purity is what's going to allow me to deepen the connection with the purest one, purest one. And Baba was even saying, talk to the authorities about this. Talk to the authorities, political and religious authorities. Yeah, talk to them about unity and purity. This is the secret to unity, isn't it? We're not going to have unity by doing anything external. Very, very little done on an external level is going to create the kind of unity that we need for a golden age. It's going to be the increasing purification of me, the soul, as I put forward that expression, That's what's going to create the unity. So, how are we going to cultivate our purity? Because this love, soul conscious love, is just one of many expressions of that original stage. Originally, I am pure. And so as my purity increases, I'm going to experience more and more of that kind of love from God, but also from myself to everyone and anyone who comes in front of me. Soul conscious love, just one expression. Same for soul conscious happiness, soul conscious peace. It's not based on anything external. It's a state of being. So how am I going to cultivate this particular expression of purity? How will you do that today, given the Merle we had? Yes. Can you stand, sister? Can you stand? This is one practice. I can do this today. See only the specialties of one another. We have such a chance to do that because, you know, we can just be walking down the pathway here, and the way the body conscious mind, the impure soul, works is to have an opinion about everything you see just as you walk down the road. This is another difference between soul conscious love and body conscious love. Soul conscious love is pure energy. Body conscious love is polluted energy. Polluted. So I'm walking down this pathway and I will have an opinion even about the way this person is doing her hair or the kurta she's wearing. So right then and there I can be practicing such a nice practice. No. Why all that pollution? Why all that extra? Why not a specialty? Like, oh, I wonder how much the ticket would have cost for this beautiful soul to come all the way here and what she might have sacrificed to be able to come anyway. Or, oh, how far away this person must have come to be here on the mountain. How much love that person must have for God, for love, for truth, to come all the way here. See specialties. Oh, my spiritual brother and sister, all day long is a day to practice that. Yeah? Anyone else? Yes. Can you stand? We need a translator. So sister was saying, thank you. Sister was saying, give a lot of drishti to souls. She was saying, in traffic. I thought she meant, while you're driving your car, this car, continually give drishti because there will be traffic, especially in the dining hall. Oh, yes, giving drishti, making myself responsible for giving drishti. Yes, what else? To deepen, cultivate, move forward in our purification process. Yes, sister, can you stand? Yes, yes. Remember who I am, who I belong to. Traffic control, for sure, once an hour. Are you doing it? Traffic control is such a wonderful invention. 59 minutes every hour, my mind can go everywhere, but at least 1 minute, or actually 2 or 3 minutes with these songs, let me practice going inside. Especially if I'm in the middle of something. Especially if I'm in the middle of something. Why? Because we must develop the practice of introspection. We must develop this practice. What does that mean? It means that in a second, I have to be able to go beyond my mind. Which means what? I have to be able to go beyond my own opinion. my own interpretation, my own perception of things. In a second. Go beyond that. Where do we go when we go beyond that? Where are we? Are we in zero? If I go beyond my mind, beyond my opinions, my perceptions, my way, my ideas, where do I go? Huh? Baba? Baba? Baba's lap? Baba's heart? It means either I'm full of feelings or I'm full of the kind of thoughts that Baba has. Beyond my own perception, beyond my own ideas, is the larger picture. Baba's task. This is where I need to go. In 1 second. Traffic control is such a perfect opportunity for that. And best is sit on Baba's lap and remember the larger picture. In 1 second. So even if people around you aren't doing it, you do it. Traffic control. And that'll inspire everyone else also to stop and create this practice. This is such a necessary practice. Introspection, introspection. Yes, anything else? What will you do to cultivate that purity? So that there can be increasing experiences of soul conscious love. Yes, how can we remember Baba more? This is basically the idea. Silence, we can keep coming into silence, that introspective practice. Anything else in the Murli Baba mentioned? Yes, sir. Cooperate. Cooperate with who, what? Talk to us about it. Cooperate with others. You know, that can be safe and it can be unsafe. How to keep my cooperation safe? In other words, my first cooperation is with Baba. Operate. Cooperate. However, I'm going to help this other person, let me just first check that this is the way Baba would be helping this person. Cooperate. But I also understand what my brother is saying, because I will take it in another direction. Means to cooperate could also mean be a yes in front of people. To be a no in front of people. To create that opposing energy, this is not a good thing. This will keep us in the polluted lower energies. Not our purity, not our beautiful truth. Not that I'm saying yes, and that means I'm careless and lazy about my own mistakes or my own challenges. In front of challenges from my own self and the people in front of me, we don't want to be lazy, we don't want to be careless, but to oppose, to reject, to disagree, to come into conflict. To oppose is an energy which blocks. To be a no blocks energy. So at the least say yes, be a yes, and then talk about it. But allow the yes allows the energy to keep flowing. And when energy keeps flowing, we can see more options and find more solutions. So Baba also mentioned one other thing we can do today to deepen that love, deepen our purification process, is to list your attainments. List your attainments. This is such an amazing thing. List my attainments. We are so used to attainments. being on a physical level. I got the new job. I got that car I always wanted to get. I got that dress. I got those shoes. We're so used to attainment being on a physical level, but Baba's saying, attainment on the subtle level. What's the biggest attainment you feel you've gotten? Think about it a moment. What's the biggest attainment you feel you've gotten? Anyone? Knowledge is an attainment. Powers. His love. There's an attainment. This knowledge has produced for me love. I am now experiencing myself the target of perfect love. That's an attainment. Anything else? Virtues. My best self is coming up. My powerful self is coming up. I want to be finishing because I'd like to be able to give you at least 5 minutes between this session and the next one. So I'll share with you what I feel. We should all be giving so much time to one attainment, which is really like the basis. Awareness of this attainment is the door to all other attainments. Anyone else before I say my thought? What? Always cheerful. Well, if I can become cheerful, that's pretty good. And that's kind of an aspect of what I was thinking of. Yeah. Fullness, to be full. This is an aspect of what I was thinking of too. In other words, yeah. Pure thoughts. This is an attainment. So these are all aspects of one thing. An amazing attainment is me. Baba has introduced me to a very beautiful me. To feel full, to have virtues, to have the powers, to experience Baba's love, all of these things belong to the divine me. She's in there. He's in there. That baby angel is in there. This is a huge attainment, but just like the car or the new shoes or the new dress, how much am I going to take care of that attainment? How much am I going to cultivate a relationship with that part of me? In one of the sessions in the Peace of Mind retreat, which was just happening, Brother Charlie shared something so beautiful because we noticed that a lot of people were struggling with the word meditation. They were struggling. It was creating tension. I'm not able to control my mind. My thoughts are going everywhere. I don't feel anything. So Charlie was saying, don't use the word meditation. Don't use the word meditation. Use the word. That's usually what Baba says, but he had a new idea. Use the word, what? Connection, yes, and? Communication, and? Self-respect. So Charlie was pointing out relationship, but relationship with myself. This is what we're doing when we're sitting to meditate. We're coming out of all the old programmings, all the old conditionings, the body conscious me, and we're stepping into that other space, which is very pure. It's filled with all these capacities that we were talking about. So, before I can feel, Baba was saying, to adopt the truth. He gave so much significance to love. He was saying before anyone can adopt the truth, including myself, we need that love, soul conscious love. So we know it comes from Baba. As much as I'm able to experience this love from Baba, truth is going to grow in me. I'll be able to adopt it more and more. But even before I'm able to experience God's love for me, I have got to come into such a loving relationship with myself. And I'm not talking about Sharona, loving Sharona. My name is Sharona, right? I'm not talking about loving Rachel or loving the person that 2,500 years has made me. I'm talking about getting to know this beautiful soul. Brahman, deity, angel soul that I am. So today is a day for exploring and experiencing my beautiful self, creating a loving relationship with myself, nothing else, and opening myself to the love that God has for this beautiful angel child. Om Shanti.